98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Tuesday, Big Breakfast Bite Size. So much fun today on the show. Very special guests. In fact, so special and so big and popular that our text and WhatsApp died to death. And they played the Mystery Machine with us at 9:15. And it was so much fun. Picture this on the show. You got to check it out. Also, I'm in a lot of pain because I did something to my neck again 6 months after the last embarrassing incident. It's the same thing. And I'm back on painkillers again. Enjoy the Big Breakfast Bite Size podcast. Subscribe and tell your friends. I will talk to you tomorrow morning.
98 FMs.
I don't know if you remember, but I think it was last month I had a bit of a knock on my car and I got it fixed.
Yes, I remember it well.
Like, it was pretty substantial in the fact that, you know, you had to order all the parts. And that's the expensive part because it was like a specific type of bumper and all this crap. So I got it done by this company. They're really good. What are they called? Car Crafts, they're called. Really good. And that was it. That was the end of it. Got it done. Went about my day. Put it on the credit card. So it's like been paid off slowly.
Yeah.
Out of sight, out of mind. Now, the missus drives the car as well. But not that often, because with 98 FM motoring, I'm driving the odd car for a week. I don't really need my own car, so she drives it. But, you know, she's not really used to it. She used to have a BMW. Now she's driving a Fiesta. It's a bit of a different thing. So she's not fully competent, I don't think she'll mind me saying this, driving my car, because she doesn't do it that often, and it's a lot different than her old car.
Okay.
So she crashed it.
Oh.
Ugh. So she's... Oh, she was in traffic, right? And she was crawling along, apparently. So that's a good thing. It's not a high-speed crash. But she just looked down at something on the ground. Of course she did. And looked up. Little tiny fender bender, I think you call it. Now, she fender bendered the thing I just fixed. I just ordered that bumper. And it's now cracked in the centre. And the grille is cracked as well. And it's, I mean, it's brand new. Like, it's brand new. Painted and everything by these people. And then the car in front, the back bumper kind of popped off. Now, normally in those situations, the person would get out of the car holding their neck going, oh God, whiplash now, and I'm getting visions of when I was in the war. Oh, 1916. And they sue you for everything.
Yeah.
This person apparently was the complete opposite of that. Was the nicest person in the world, my missus said.
Lovely.
Said she did, look, do we need to exchange details? I'll just take a picture of yours. And then, okay, yeah. And now she's being absolutely lovely. She's one of the nicest people to deal with. She doesn't want a car while her car is getting fixed. All these really nice things. We went away for the weekend. She told my missus, don't be worrying about it now when you're away. It's fine. It's just a back bumper. So it's in now, getting fixed with the Car Craft people. So, of course, mine isn't, because, God, it stings.
So like, your car is still
mine,
brand new damaged body bits.
Oh, it just...
Are you claiming it on your insurance?
Or? No, it's too small.
Yeah.
But to me, it's...
But also, you just admitted liability.
Exactly,
of the
air. Yeah, right.
I look up from the ground to see your sad and teary eyes. You look away from me.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Daft Punk around the world on 98 FM's Big Breakfast. It's 6:23. It's Cooper and Luke. Good morning. Tuesday morning. Luke, I'm going to give you a date. Okay.
I'm going out with someone.
August 27th, 2018.
Oh, August, God.
September, October, November, December, January, February. It's like 6 months ago.
6 months ago. What's the question?
What happened in around that time? Can you think of anything that we would have talked about?
Here it goes. I can't remember yesterday. Never mind. I don't know. Okay, so it was a Wednesday or a Thursday?
It would have been a Monday.
Okay, we'll see. I'm already off to a bad start.
Okay.
Why? What? I don't know.
I'm going to cast your mind back. You ready?
Wow.
I have got myself whiplash.
Oh, cool.
Can I manage that? Towel drying my hair.
Oh.
I'm literally in the most pain. I'm up since 2 o'clock this morning. I haven't been able to sleep all weekend, man. I'm in, and no matter how many concoctions of painkillers I take, nothing's helping. Remember?
As soon as you said the towel thing, I was like, yeah, I remember that. can't believe you said that on the radio. Why is it coming back to haunt you? Why are you moving weird all of a sudden? Move your neck.
I can't.
Ah, oh, come on.
And this time it wasn't towel drying my hair.
It's Stephen.
Are you ready for this? Can I just give anybody advice who wears glasses? Don't try to put your jumper on when your glasses are on, because I jerked my neck while putting my jumper on and I have given myself whiplash again.
So look over to the left there. Okay, you've moved your whole body.
Yeah.
Why?
I've done it again.
See, this is what happens when you start wearing hoodies all of a sudden. You're wearing a hoodie yesterday. You're wearing a hoodie today.
I've always worn hoodies.
What, your string on one side is considerably longer than the string for your hoodie on the other side. And that's killing me.
I didn't. Do you know what? I made
that's
it shorter
so much
and longer.
Worse. Like,
okay. No, right. So, I think you're missing the point. Is like, why does my neck keep going like
oh,
this?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that would be the main point.
Yeah, not that I've put my head through a hoodie. Right. I think it's the fact that I keep pulling my neck for the most ridiculous and embarrassing reasons. Towel drying my hair and putting a jumper on.
So, I jump off high boards and I go wakeboarding on the ground and drive trucks and stuff like that, and race cars.
Yeah.
I'm fine. You put on a hoodie and you injure yourself.
And you wonder why I don't do all these dangerous things. Imagine I'd be dead now.
Good point.
Can I go home?
Yeah. And I'd love to see the reaction of the boss.
It's George Ezra.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Sam Smith, Dancing with a Stranger on 98FM. It's the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Good morning.
I like this part of the show, purely because we get to lie to a work colleague. And it's not just any old work colleague that's, I don't know, somebody on work experience. It's the Queen Bee.
It's me.
Oh, Suze, hey. How are you doing? So good to lie to you today.
Yes.
Because we've been doing this a while now. Some might say too long. And I was, the game. And yeah. I was like, are you too wise to us now?
I think I am getting a bit wise, yeah. I think I pretty much know every aspect of your life. I know what you've done, what you're ashamed of, what you're proud of.
Because of this, I've kind of stopped telling you things.
Ah, see, that's the downside, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
If something happens in Cooper's life, he jots it down before he lied to me, yeah.
True story.
Okay, so
you'll both tell a story. Yeah. One will be a lie. We have to figure out. 087-798-9898. There'll be movie passes in it for you if you get it right.
Nice.
So I'm going to start with Luke first.
Oh, wow. You sprung that on me. So I was sick last week.
Were you?
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Oh, very good. And I sort of Googled a few things, like home remedies, because I'm that type of guy. I don't really like kind of pre-made medicines. Is there medicine in it? I'm not sure. So I found this... apparently this thing to get rid of a viral infection. So you get 3 tea bags.
Okay.
I have these knockoff Lion's brand, but I had to use them anyway. They're called like Brian's or something.
Oh yeah.
They're so stupid. They're the same branding. It's ridiculous. And you take the tea, you cut the tea bag off, put it into a cup, squeeze some lemon and some it's like a hot whiskey. What are those things called? The little black seeds called?
Caraway.
Cloves.
Thank you. Right. Whatever that is. And then you boil it and you put your thing over your head, cloth over your head, and you inhale it.
Okay, yeah.
And it made me so much worse. I had like a bad reaction in my eyes and they started to like close. And so I didn't do it again.
Witchcraft.
Kind of, actually, yeah. And in hindsight, it was.
So the whole thing is true, or it's everything's a lie? I'm actually very confused now.
Oh, are you?
Because that could easily be true.
So basically, Luke Googled a witchcraft recipe,
yeah,
did it, and at the end it didn't work anyway, but did he actually do it?
The thing is, nothing will cure a viral infection. They just have to go away by themselves, not even antibiotics.
Because that's for a bacterial infection.
Yes.
Look at you.
I've got a doctor and a nurse in the family. So, but I feel like you would Google something to help you breathe. Although, were you that bunged up? I don't know.
It wasn't on the radio. It would have had to be pretty bunged up.
Mm-hmm. All right, Coop. What do you got?
I recently have been in talks because I've put my
name forward, and they're very interested in one of the main pantos in Dublin for me to be a dame for next season.
Uh-huh. You put your name forward, did you say?
Because the conversation came up recently at an event. I thought I've always wanted to do it, and they went, really? Would you definitely do it? And I went, yeah. And it's going to possibly take off from there.
Oh.
It's going to take off.
Which one?
I can't say because it's very top secret.
Okay.
But it's one of the main pantos in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ones we would have used in our panto, like 98 FM's Big Breakfast panto. Actually, no. Oh, well, there's that main one, sorry. That person isn't involved with our one, but one of the people was.
Oh, right.
I think this could be a lie because I've heard it's very difficult to get a part in a panto, especially a dame part. Lots of competition, a lot of politics going on there.
Apparently I've got all the qualities of a dame. I'm ugly enough.
No comment.
I think you'd be a good dame, actually.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
See? Starting already.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'm leaning towards Coop at the moment, but I could change my mind.
As in that he's lying?
That he's lying.
Fantastic. Or is it? Love this. I think we've swindled her. She didn't have a clue what's going on today.
Don't give the game away now.
Or am I?
Oh, maybe you are.
Wink, wink, yeah.
Here's Coldplay, Charlie Brown. Find out who's lying next. Text 0877 98 98 98. Can you tell? It's 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Coldplay, Charlie Brown and 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. It's 6:46.
If you've just woken up, morning. We've lied. One of us has, anyway, to a producer here on 98FM called Suzanne, and she's just trying to figure out who's lying to her.
What I'm trying to do, actually, is imagine Cooper on stage dressed as the dame in a panto. That'd be a pretty amazing sight, wouldn't it?
I actually think he would be rather good because he's very dramatic and outlandish.
I'm sorry, you think I'm dramatic?
And then Luke's lie was, well, it wasn't very exciting, really. It was just about him being sick and trying to make a concoction so he could breathe better.
Called out on air, Luke, about not being exciting.
Well, you see, what we could be doing here is a tactic. Cooper's is crazy, so can't be true. Mine is so normal that it might be true.
Yeah. What was in the concoction again?
So we got cloves.
Yeah.
You cut off 3 tea bags.
Yeah.
Dip the tea leaves, even though it's like knock-off lines tea, into the cup with squeeze a lemon and hot water, and then put a towel over your head and inhale. But I had a bad reaction to it.
Yeah.
Her eyes go squinty when she doesn't know. See that?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, man.
Why did you have to cut open the tea bags?
Yeah.
That's what it said.
Okay, that's fine.
I went by the website.
Mm. What was it promising to do?
Cure me. Because, like you said, you can't cure a viral infection.
Mm-hmm.
Can't prove it either. Here on WhatsApp, Christine says, Cooper's definitely lying. Wouldn't want to see him as a dame.
Oh.
Cooper is definitely lying, says Paddy in Blanchardstown. Kieran Lucan says Luke is lying. There you go, so
hey, Christine, what's your problem like?
Okay, I'm going to go with the majority. I'm going to say, yes, Cooper, you are lying to us.
If all goes according to plan, I'm going to be a dame in one of the biggest pantos in Dublin next year.
I still think it's a lie.
No, it's true.
This is fantastic.
You were approached, or have you just asked someone, can you?
We've had talks, and it's one of the main writers, so we've had talks, and it looks like it could happen. I will find out till the summer, because that's when they all start casting.
No, you don't.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Zara Larsson, Ruin My Life on 98FM at 7:07. It's the Big Breakfast. Good morning.
And the Brits are on tomorrow.
Yeah.
So they were wondering, well, who would represent Britain the most and then host it? Who would be the most British person ever? So Boris Johnson was busy. And they went with Jack Whitehall.
Oh, I was going to say Hugh Grant.
Hey, he's actually funny.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant is one of the funniest actors, people of all time.
Mm. But he's doing it again. Jack Whitehall is back, a comedian in his own right. Just launched a UK and Irish tour, as Georgie was talking about in the news.
That's right, yeah.
So he's got big credentials. But last year, he slagged quite a lot of people, because that's what you do when you're the host, apparently. And so this year, he's released a little video saying sorry for the people that he slagged last year.
Oh, okay, that's decent, I suppose.
Yeah, let's hear from him.
I'd like to say sorry to Niall Horan.
Hello, Niler. I'm sorry, little Niall. I love you, really. Poor little Niler.
Oh, damn it. Did I patronise him again?
Kind of, a little bit, and the whole country, but yeah. Don't worry about it.
it's fine, my old mucker. Oh. Yeah, see? Same. Not funny and a little bit awkward.
Yeah, Jack Whitehall's career.
Yeah.
He also did the same thing to Ed Sheeran. Guess what he slagged?
Oh, go on.
His skin.
Ed Sheeran, I made a very inappropriate joke that you couldn't tan, and I'm very sorry for making that joke.
Are you?
Inappropriate, because it was inappropriate to bring it up, not inappropriate that you can't tan. I mean, you definitely can't tan, and that's not my fault. That's just biology. They can't create enough melanin in their skin. That's why it's... So don't blame me, blame God.
Now he's slagging you as well. He's crossed the line now.
I used to like Jack Whitehall. Like I like him in like any of the shows that he's in, like 8 out of 10 Cats and any of the... But now...
I thought they'd get someone funny.
So he's in Dublin December 17th and 18th. I'll be outside, ready to punch him in the nose.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
So, have you ever queued up for someone that you thought was amazing? And that could be anybody. Like, we were talking about how Cooper queued up to meet Example when he warmed up for him at a gig, and Example was busy.
He needed to cool down after the show. I'm like, okay, I gotta go.
Poor face on you. And I, weirdly enough, 2011, queued up to meet a guy called Philip DeFranco, who was a YouTuber. And the video is actually on YouTube still, so we can play some of the audio. I'm so embarrassed by all this because there was a bang of desperation.
I have never seen you so enthusiastic about something I've never heard of in my life.
Exactly. But this is me meeting Philip DeFranco here, look.
Hey! Yeah, big man.
I take a picture and that's it.
Hey, big man. How long did you queue for?
2.5 hours? Three hours.
For a hug and a big man kind of thing, which you probably said to everyone who was queuing.
Ah, stop that!
I'm sorry.
Don't be mean, just because Example doesn't like you. Suzanne, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine. So in 2011, were you with me queuing to see YouTuber Philip DeFranco?
I was not. I never heard of him before today.
YouTube, what's a weird medium. Who did you queue for, so?
So in 2012, I queued for Enrique Iglesias.
Stop. What was he like? Well, hang on a second. Well, did you queue and then get to meet him?
Yeah, I did. So I'd won a competition to get to meet him. So we got to, basically I had to go 4 hours before the concert started. Already had bought tickets for the concert, so like didn't win tickets or anything, but got to stand in the queue for 4 hours. And then there were about 150 of us. And he literally just like bang, 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 went through the queue, took a really quick photo with no smile. Like it's the most depressed photo. I look ecstatic and he's just got a puss on him. Like.
Oh no. And do you have that framed or is that on Facebook or...
It's on Facebook, but...
Oh, send it to us. I want to see it. And we put it on our Twitter or something. I want to see his face of pure non-joy.
I will do.
Suzanne, thank you so much for your story. We'll send you out IMC movie passes. Right, there you go. There's a better meet and greet than Enrique.
Definitely. Thanks a million, guys.
98FM's Big Breakfast. 5 questions. 500 euro. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Michael, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks very much. Where are you working today?
I work in the hospital in Drogheda.
All right. Okay. What do you do there?
I'm a physio.
Very good. We could all do with your help in this studio right now. Luke's hips and heels and my neck.
No, I'm all right now.
Are you?
So I went to the physio, spent a fortune, and then they gave me insoles, and now everything's fixed.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I pull my neck muscle again.
It's not a competition.
I'm just saying, I'm the one who's hurt now.
What?
I was putting my jumper on and I pulled my muscle. It's very like the towel drying my hair injury I had 6 months ago.
All right, okay.
Do you get many of those, Michael, people pulling their neck muscle by putting on a jumper?
No, I think you're a bit delicate.
Oh, hey, yes! Oh, I like it, Michael!
I've never denied my sensitivity. Michael, do you know the rules for Greedy Guts?
Yes, I do.
Brilliant. All right, let's do it. 5 questions, €500. Get one wrong,
and you're gone.
€25.
He's good.
Like it, Michael, so far. Michael, are you all by your lonesome or are you with people?
I'm on my own, so...
Aww. Well, we're here with you, okay? So, best of luck.
You can help me.
I can help you. I tried my best to help the person yesterday and we got all the way to question 5 and they got it wrong, so... Do you know what I mean? But here we go. We'll start off nice and so. What colour does a bride traditionally wear on her wedding day?
White.
Simple.
Correct, Amondo. €25. Would you like to move on to question 2? 50.
Yeah, sure.
€50.
Oh, he's not going to get this one.
No.
Oh, don't say that.
Yeah, no,
it's,
sorry.
It's out of your field.
Yeah, and if he gets this wrong, it's going to be really awkward when he goes to work. Really, really awkward.
Question 2 for €50. In a hospital, what does the A&E department stand for?
Accident and emergency.
Oh,
it's actually so helping.
Yeah, sorry.
It's they're kind of like the way of thinking.
Nah, it's right. Well done. €50. There you go.
All right, you have €50. Do you want to go for the €100 question and risk your 50?
Yeah, we'll keep going.
€100.
The logo for which popular app consists of a white telephone in a speech bubble on a green background?
WhatsApp?
I don't know, what's up with you?
Nah. That's correct. Yay. Yes. Boom. Michael, you've got €100. How are you feeling?
A bit nervous to keep going.
Yeah, well, see, that's the temptation of Greedy Guts, because if you keep going, you get it wrong. You lose it all.
What you want to do?
Can I get a clue for what the next question is?
Of course you can, Michael. Were you listening to the show today from like 7 o'clock on?
No, I was asleep.
You were asleep, you lucky divil, you.
Good for you, Michael.
Well, we've a band on at about 9 o'clock, and this has got to do with them.
Oh no! I think I'll probably stick because I probably won't know.
Are you sure, Michael?
Yes.
You were asleep now. You wake up and with €250 or 100.
No, I think I'll stick with the 100, please.
Yeah! Good on you, Michael.
Do you want to know? Because you're going to kick yourself.
Yeah, go on.
How many shows will Picture This play in the 3 Arena this March?
I'm not 100%, but I would have guessed like maybe 4.
And you would have been... it was 5.
Oh, okay.
But hey... Well, hey, look at you now. You're €100 richer. Well done, Mike.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a fab day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Tonaro and Gigi D'Agostino on my mind on 98FM. It's a Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Good morning.
Good morning. So, you've put on your serious voice, and you've alluded to the fact that you're going to give a public service announcement. You haven't said for what?
Mm. Yeah, so this morning I did something very similar to what I did in August. If you remember when I was away and I was drying my hair with a towel,
yeah.
I gave myself whiplash, ended up on all concoctions of drugs.
Go back, pause, rewind.
And
go back. How did you pull your neck out?
I was towel drying my hair.
All right, just want to make sure...
You know, with a towel.
Everyone heard that.
Dry your hair. And then you went, crack, done.
Right.
Six months later, which is today, because that was August 27th when I told you the last time. So it was the weekend before it. This morning I was getting dressed and I was just putting on my hoodie that I've got on. It doesn't have a zip on the front of it, so I have to get it over my head. And I was just so tired this morning when I was getting dressed. I still had my glasses on. And... what happened was I did the same thing. I've gone and given myself whiplash again.
You mean to tell me that you put on your jumper wearing a pair of glasses and you pulled your neck out again?
Yep.
What the hell is wrong with you?
So we've a public service announcement for anybody who has glasses and jumpers. Just to be aware, if you don't mind. I know it's gone very serious, but it is a serious situation.
This is a public service announcement. Please be aware of putting jumpers on, especially while wearing glasses. Your head and glasses will not fit through that hole. You may have to make sudden movements, resulting in severe pain. The effects will cost you not just pain, physio and doctor fees, pharmacy fees. If in doubt, wear a cardigan or a zip-up top, or just go topless. Thank you.
If in doubt, wear a cardigan.
98 FM's
the bottom of my heart that I've been pouring, yeah. Picture this one, drink on 98 FM. It's 9:08 on the Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke.
The lads are live in studio, Honda Boys.
Hey, wow.
Picture this, promoting their brand new album, Modern Love, after selling out an incredible 5 nights in the 3 Arena. And also, smell fantastic. What's that about?
Thank you very much.
Smells like you've just showered.
We just have, yes.
Okay. Who is it? Who smells nice? Is it
you? I think it's me.
It's Ryan.
All right. That's lovely.
Do you know what that is? That's a smell I've just been on holidays, went through duty free and got new aftershave.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes, what did you get?
Izumiaki.
Izumiaki, yes. Yeah. Very nice.
I get that a lot. People love that smell.
When you arrived back into Dublin, was it really weird seeing your faces all over big billboards?
It was cool. I like it. Yeah. I like seeing it.
It's very distracting.
Good ego boost.
Yeah.
We're on the back of toilet cubicles, myself and Cooper.
Oh, nice one.
So we get selfies and stuff of people going to the loo.
That's good. You're in a lot of photos. Good promo. I like that.
You were away because you were on the Empire State Building. Sing a song.
We were on the Empire State Building.
We were.
Promoting our album.
What's the acoustics like on the Empire State Building?
They're good. It was windy.
Yeah.
I have to say, there was gusts of wind then. I was taken off the guitar at one point and it took me like a sail and nearly fell off the back. But it was great. It was amazing. That was an incredible event that we'll always remember.
Did you have to get permission or did you just whip out a guitar and start singing?
Oh, we had to get permission. Yeah, it was all done officially with the Empire State. They were really good, really helpful. Our management and label worked with them. It was an idea we had. We didn't think we were going to be able to pull it off, but we did somehow.
Do you still have to pay to go up, though?
No, free charge for one day.
Celebrities now, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Well, this is a bit of a weird one because I was reading up on you guys, and apparently, right now, you can tell me if this is wrong, right? Because it's about you. But a couple of weeks before your big show in the Academy, which was initially supposed to be in the Grand Social, but so many people wanted to go see you, even though you hadn't performed ever. Yeah. You were actually freaking out beforehand, going, "Lads, I've never actually performed live."
Yeah, I was freaking out when we organised to do a gig. That was when I was freaking out. It was like I was saying to Jimmy, we're in Jimmy's studio back at his house, and he was like, "We're gonna have to play a gig because we'd been a band for 6 months, but had only been on like social media, so we were like a social media band, which we didn't like that kind of tag
label.
Yeah, so we had to do a gig, and yeah, I was freaking out because I'd never played or sang in front of anybody before, really.
That's mad.
I just kept saying I can't do it, and Jimmy was like, "You can do it." And it was good though. It was good kind of going in at the deep end straight away and like 800 people in the Academy.
Yeah,
I think that stands to me now.
Was that the one where your mic stopped working and you had to go grab another mic?
No, that was the Olympia. That was a couple of months after that, yeah.
Because you were very smooth. So your one mic stopped working. You had to go grab a mic that had a wire on it. Then a lad came over to try and fix the other mic and you just kept singing.
It worked out well, yeah. But that was actually Jimmy's experience. He gave me a nod and was like, "Go get the other mic."
Yeah, because Ryan just turned to me like, "What do I do?" And I was straight away, "Go." And I knew then. Boom.
I was like, "Okay, nice, thank you."
Has anything ever gone really, really, really wrong during a live performance that you just like, here, good luck with
no,
this.
We've been so lucky, I think.
We're not lucky, exactly. We're just really good.
Well, yeah, but nothing technically.
We have an amazing crew as well. Yeah, everyone who works with us is extremely great and incredible, and so nothing
probably
really
after,
goes wrong.
Probably after jinxing ourselves now.
Yeah. Three Arena, two of those nights are probably going to rain. Yeah. But the new album, Modern Love, is great. I mean, we all had to listen to it last night. There's so much songs about love that run juice. Did you get loads of texts from people saying that's about me, isn't it?
I actually have never got that, no. Oh, but I'm sure they do know that it's about them.
Oh, do you?
Well, there's one in there that I think is about me.
There's a couple. There's a couple in there about you, actually.
Is there? The DJ from 98FM. Does that make it into one of the love songs? He's trying to find the lyrics.
No, Life of the Party is the one that I've been listening to. That's what it was. That's my favorite.
Oh, that's about
that's,
you.
That's
it?
A good. Yeah, Life of the Party. It starts off all vocoder, and I'm like, yes, I love this. Yeah, yeah. It's kind of JoJo Moroder kind of style. I like that.
Yeah. So, never mind the new album, though. What about the album that didn't get made? Because you sort of made one, and said, nah.
Yeah, we did. We made one between December and January of 2017 and 2018. And it just sounded a bit too similar to the first album, we felt.
Right.
And we wanted to progress a little bit. And the last song of that kind of session of songs was a song called If You Want to Be Loved, which is on this album.
Right.
And we discovered that kind of sound and said, let's lean more into this kind of poppier and more expansive and dynamic sound.
Cool.
How did your fans react to the newer sound then?
They'd love anything would you stop.
They loved it.
I asked the lads then and asked Luke.
They love it. And it's great for them to see a progression. They don't want to hear the same album again. My favourite bands, I don't want to hear the same album five times.
Yeah.
But it's great. All of our fans loved it and we gained lots of new fans as well, which is the perfect situation.
Don't go too far now like Arctic Monkeys.
We're not going to go that far.
That new album was weird.
That was weird.
I think for the next album, I reckon you need to go K-pop or Spanish.
Yeah, devil.
Yeah, it seems to be going that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. Get that reggaeton going.
If you are one of the thousands, millions of Picture This fans and you want to play the 915 Mystery Machine with them, then our WhatsApp phone has died because you came into the studio with so many requests for tickets and shout-outs and stuff. So that's gone. So just you're going to have to be old-fashioned now and text 0877 98 98 98. Your name and Picture This and we'll play the 915 Mystery Machine with the boys. But lads, could you introduce your new song Modern Love for us live?
Sure. This is our brand new single Modern Love off of our album Modern Love by Picture This. I hope you like it.
Nailed it.
That was perfect.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Picture This, Modern Love on 98FM. It's a Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke and Picture This in studio.
Like that. Hi. Like that. Just ends, bang, boof, good luck.
That's it.
That.
Great for radio.
All right, do you want to push that button there by your left hand side?
Yes.
Oh, it's not working. Oh, you're not
pushing it properly.
There we go.
Yeah.
The 915 Mystery Machine.
98FM.
Oh. It was a bit weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is weird.
The boys have messed
with smoke coming out of the 915 now, so hope you all got your shots and you're up to date on things because that thing will squirt out liquid and might get in your eye. It's fine, though.
Strange individual. The 915 Mystery Machine, because Picture This are here, has asked us to play
a Picture This. Yes, so we have, we're going to guess two, we're going to split you up in two, if that's all right, okay? Mm-hmm. So you're going to hand you a piece of paper which have just been printed out of the 915 Mystery Machine.
Okay.
And it's basically, you're going to describe something and the other lads have got to guess what you're describing.
Oh, we're good at this.
It's as simple
as good at this?
Yeah, we play this in the van.
Yeah, we do. Is this two on two or are we doing one on one?
Yeah, you do two on two. You'll each get a sheet of paper each. So you don't look at that one. Okay.
We can't change teams now, no.
No,
you can't.
So to give an example, if I'm doing one with Luke,
is going to go bad.
No, it's going to go grand. So you put it down beside your computer and you put your
cup of tea
thing on it to move your thing around the screen.
Mouse mat.
Yes, yeah. There you go. Ding. Nice. All right,
that's
so
how it works.
And if you get a celebrity or anything like that, you have to do an impression of it and stuff.
Okay.
So,
okay. Best of luck. Okay, so we let.
Who's the who? Am I with Ryan?
You know, Dean. Yeah, Dean. Yeah, you're with Ryan.
Yeah, we're together.
Okay, you're together forever.
Okay, who goes first?
I'm going to keep score.
Is it? Do you mind who goes first?
No, I don't mind.
Okay, well, you go first. Actually.
So I have to read it out to the boys.
Yeah, don't let them see your paper.
No, to Dean.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's one on one. We see who gets more.
Okay. So you're doing it against Cliff.
Don't look at them.
Don't look at the things, Cliff.
You're just cheating, Cliff. Like, what the flip, man?
Okay, well, hold on. How does this work? Who am I saying
you
this to?
You are going to say it to Cliff.
So I'm going to describe without saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
What am I allowed to say?
Anything but the word.
Yeah. Anything but the word.
Yeah.
Okay, the president of the country.
Michael D. Higgins.
Boom.
That was easy.
Yeah.
Keep going. Come on. One.
You can see
What's also what's like an Irish mascot? Like what would be like a mythical kind of creature?
Dragon.
Wow. No, come on, Irish mythical creature. Like what would?
Leprechaun.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite dating app?
Tinder.
Yeah. Really?
What boat went down in 1912?
Titanic.
Yeah. Who played the Grinch?
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Mordor. Where's Mordor?
Lord of the Rings.
Yes. What would you get food out of? Like in your house?
Tesco.
Yes, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
If you had a collection of numbers and you wanted to play to win money, what's that called?
Collection of numbers.
You wrote down a collection of numbers into a draw.
Lottery?
Yes, lotto. Good man.
And that's all we have time for. Because you're going way too nice. Large.
Okay. That was really good.
It's great. It was right, the boys.
No, I won left.
Right. Okay.
You get the microphone over there, do you know? Okay. Oh.
Instead of my
Cooper, call? Do you want to give Owen your microphone actually? Because it'd be easier. Look,
okay.
Here we go. There we go. It's much better.
All right, give us a go.
Okay, you ready? One, two. I'm going to make it super serious as well. Never mind it. There you go.
Nice one, right?
Super serious.
Oink, oink.
A pig.
Yes. Twins off the X Factor. Irish.
Edward.
Yep. You're sitting on it.
Chair.
Yeah. The name of your album.
Modern Love.
Yeah.
Oh.
A tourist attraction in the west coast of Ireland.
Giant's Causeway?
No.
West coast. I don't know my way around Ireland.
What's the ocean on that side?
I have no idea about geography. Skip it.
All right. This radio station.
An idea.
Thank God you got
I
that
looked
right.
At the wall.
Dougal and Ted.
Father Ted.
Yeah. A green beverage from Supermax around Paddy's Day.
Shamrock Shake.
Yes.
It's McDonald's as well.
McDonald's.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Elvis. So long, Elvis.
Yes.
Oh my God, yes. Congratulations.
Eight out of eight.
It's
eight.
It's a draw.
It's
a tiebreaker, surely, no?
A tiebreaker, surely. My God, he's put me on the spot with that because we don't have a tiebreaker question.
Oh, we both win.
But you all win. Hey, real winner is the people that listen to the new album, Modern Love.
Nice. Dan? Nice link.
That was a great link. Thank you very much for saying that.
Boys, thank you so much for coming along. And thank you for breaking our text line and our WhatsApp. And the best of luck with the brand new album. And the five nights in the Three Arena.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to the boys.
Thanks a million.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98FM's Gossip, according to Luke.
Here we go.
With itsforwomen.ie, where over 130,000 women in Ireland found their perfect car insurance partner.
Would you stop smelling yourself?
It's a Miyake,
yeah. It's a white bottle, lovely, thin, tall bottle.
All right, so I'm going to investigate that.
It smells like Ryan.
It's lovely. It's really nice. You can listen back to the interview, by the way, if you missed the picture of this interview on 98fm.com. But enough of that. Down to some more Irish talent. This is lovely. Julia Michaels. Do you know her, Coop?
Yeah, she's an actress.
That's
Who am I thinking of?
Julia Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
Julia Michaels was on the song with Clean Bandit called I Miss You. And she performed live with Niall Horan. And it's actually really, really, really lovely. Have a listen.
Even though I know it's not so distant, all I know is the water reminiscing.
Really nice. He's wearing purple pants. It's on James Corden. I really like that. We're a big fan of that. And I love when people just sing. You know, mad showbiz and firecrackers. You know, just sing. Sing the song.
Sing the song and be done with
this. It's lovely. From that to a new dating show on Netflix called Dating Around. Now, I've watched a bit of this already and I was infuriated by this absolute gombean. So I said, hey, let's put them on the radio. So it's essentially like First Dates. Pretty similar. It's two people, kind of different, put together, recorded on a date. But it just goes so south here. It's just so, so south.
This is what I learned so much about relationships is that, like, it's not about you. When you find that person, you're letting a piece of yourself go. And that's not easy to do.
Oh my God, I actually don't believe that at all.
You don't believe that?
No, I think if you find the right person, you're not letting anything go. You're with somebody that just like accentuates.
You haven't lived in New York long enough.
Oh, I see. Yeah. He was way too deep about a relationship.
He's essentially been a little bit racist in claiming that, you know, because she's from a different place in the world, that she doesn't understand love. And they go on and backwards and forth. She's actually very courteous towards him. She's very mannerly towards him.
Oh yeah.
And then like,
yeah,
and
but that
now,
doesn't mean a part of you like disappears.
You're but how do you know you got divorced at 32?
And that doesn't mean I wasn't in love.
You just told me you weren't in love.
No, I actually said I was in love, but I had doubts.
Who says yes to getting married and you have doubts?
This is called culture clash.
Oh, it goes on and on.
Yes, I want this in my life.
Eventually, she just leaves and says bye.
Who paid the bill? Did they split it?
I think Netflix paid for it. Oh. And then finally, Jack Whitehall. Yay, someone who is not very funny. He's going to be presenting the Brits tomorrow, and he actually gave a little shout out to Niall Horan.
I'd like to say sorry to Niall Horan.
Hello, Niler.
Wow.
I'm sorry, little Niall.
Seriously?
I love you, really. Poor little Niler.
Wow, and I suppose that's what...
Culture Clash. 98 FMs.
Big Breakfast. That's Lizzo, and I don't know exactly what she's blaming and what her juice is.
I do, but I'm not allowed to.
Okay, cool. It's the Big Breakfast. It's 9:40.
You all know. We just won't say it. Someone here who is amazing...
Thank you.
Is a producer called Suze. She's got a brand new blazer. She's feeling herself today, and she's going to give us one more tune story.
I hate that I can't just go in wearing a new item of clothes and it not be mentioned.
What? We do the same thing and you give out to us. What's your one more tune story? Never mind okay, the items of clothing we're wearing.
Right, we're going to Florida today in the USA.
Cool.
This is something I've never done, thankfully, touch wood. But I have a feeling that both of you have done this before, which is lock your keys in your car.
Yeah.
No.
A lot. Have you not, Coop?
No.
In all your years, it's never happened to you?
No.
Okay.
I literally did it last month with the Mazda MX-5 I had for 98FM motoring. Never driven before, put the keys in the boot. And I was like, how do you open the boot now? Apparently, there's a secret button.
Oh, okay, so it was convertible, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you could press a button to open the boot.
Yeah.
Loads of cars have that.
Convertibles, you just reach in, there's no roof.
It was sealed.
My crappy Corolla has that as well. Okay, well, a lot of ways, you just usually have to ring the AA or whatever. So this happened in Florida, and it was a family, and mother and father and a one-year-old, and the one-year-old was strapped in the back of the car. Florida, the temperature is a lot different to us. So if a child is strapped in a car, in a locked car, time is of the element as well, because a car can heat up quite quickly too. You don't want a kid in a warm car.
No.
And so the dad threw the keys in the front seat, closed the doors, and all the doors locked. So the child is stuck, right? They noticed nearby that there was a group of inmates working on the roads. That's what they send them out to do in the US, is have them do stuff.
The chain gang.
Yeah, the chain gang. They're literally a group of them in stripy black and white jumpsuits. I actually didn't think they wore that in real life. There you go.
I see girls wearing those out and about.
Yeah, making roads.
So they thought to themselves, chances are one of them knows how to break into a car. So they went over to them and said, lads, any is be able to jimmy open the door? And all of them were like, yeah, I can.
Well, they probably all had pickaxes in their hands, didn't they? They can just smash the window.
Well, actually, what they used is a coat hanger.
Oh,
God
yeah.
knows where they got the coat hanger from. But yeah, within seconds, the inmates got into the car, saved the day, saved the child.
That's sad now. They'll all be convicted for breaking and entering. Shocking.
Did they get a reduced sentence now, or what's
the story?
Get
more, yeah. Which was it?
Yeah.
In America?
Yeah.
You mad.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. All right,
lads took off with the car. Look, yeah. You see us.
There's your baby. I'm going to start off our song suggestions with Queen. I Want to Break Free. God, no, I'm falling in
love. It's strange. Oh, I'd play that all day.
The script, we cry on 98FM. It's 9:51 on the Big Breakfast. Good morning.
Morning. Producer Suze waltzed in here with Big Happy Hedner, talking about some sort of... it was like what's it called? It's a good deed done by some criminals.
Yeah, by some convicts. An unlikely bunch of heroes came to the rescue of a family who had... Actually locked their keys in their car along with their one-year-old. And so the inmates came along. They were actually just working on the side of the road and they came along and all of them knew how to jimmy open a door and break into a car.
To be fair, I know. You know how to do that as well, don't you?
No.
Huh?
No.
Up and under.
Just you, Luke.
All right, cool. Moving on. So James is out working in the garden. He says, well, because they're working on a chain gang, what about that song from Oh Brother Where Art Thou? He'll meet you home, God's golden show. The Soggy Bottom Boys.
Ooh. Such a good movie.
Such a good movie, right. What about Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal? Nah, not that version, surely.
Amy wants the Alien Ant Farm version.
Some might say better.
Just, it's a bit more my tempo.
You can't say something's better than Michael Jackson.
I just did.
It's different, in a way. It's one more tune on 98 FM. 98 FM's.